Those who can do, those who cannot do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com.
Listening to Out of Step, that was Off With Our Heads, an Out of Step favorite with theme song. And you've probably heard the news by now. Maybe you've read it on the blog or the Facebook page or heard the wails in the streets. But this is it. This is the final Out of Step podcast. I'll say for now, maybe it'll come back someday, but for now, it's going to go away. And my name is Adam, I should say.
And my name is Nate.
And we are your hosts one last time here. And we're not going to try to keep this, we're going to try to keep it lighthearted. We're going to try to not be super bummed. I'm sad to be ending it, but I want to end it. I'll talk a little bit more about that later. We'll just get into the music. And the show is going to be filled with some all-time favorites, probably, that you may have heard if you've been a long-time listener to the show. The show's been going on since late 2000, early 2001, and it's been a hell of a run, but we'll just play some music right now, and we'll talk a little bit more about why the show is ending, if you didn't read the post on the blog about that. But in the meantime, let's play a song, one last topical song to stick it to the man here. I want to play something from Dillinger 4. It's Folk Song, and the reason I'm playing this song, I'm going to send this out to the owners and operators of the Parasol Restaurant Group. Just recently, as of the time of this recording, it was just a couple days ago, the Parasol Group announced that they're going to start taking 2% out of credit card tips of their servers. I found out recently this is apparently a very common thing that bosses and restaurants do to the servers, and I think it's bullshit because the servers don't have a choice on whether they want to take a credit card tip or not. The owners can say if they want to take credit card or don't. So they servers who are just trying to make a living and don't have a choice should not have to pay for this, in my opinion. And when I heard this story, the first thing I thought of was Patty from D4 and him singing Steal From Your Boss. Every time they play a folk song live, he says that. So I thought, why not play this and send it out to the Parasol Restaurant employees? And as Patty says, Steal From Your Boss. It's coming up right here on Out of Step.
Punk, Hardcore, Garage, and more.
Thank you. so proud. I was born to do dishes and my mom's really bummed out. Go!
Out of Step. That was an infamous Out of Step track there. That's Screeching Weasel with My Brain Hurts. That is a song that when we were back on the radio and we had to abide by the laws of the Federal Communications Commission, we couldn't play swears. And for whatever reason, many times, I think it probably happened 3 or 4 times, I just could swear that song didn't swear. I knew it. And then I'd get like halfway through it and I'd remember that they say fuck in it. And I would say, oh shit. And I quick pull it off. And then about a year would pass, and I'd be like thinking again. I was like, does that song swear? I couldn't remember. I was like, well, I know I played it before, so it must not swear. And then sure enough, it would get to the same spot. I seriously did this like 3 or 4 years in a row. Sometimes I'd catch it, sometimes I wouldn't. But it was always just like enough that it stuck in my brain that I thought I'd played it before, even though I'd always pulled it down. So now we've played it in its entirety, so I feel like we've done good on that. Before that, Born to Do Dishes by The Queers. Lillington's did Lillington High. The Mean Jeans did Total Creep. And of course, Dillinger 4 doing Folk Song, going out to the Parasol employees. And also out to any other restaurant that's jacking your tips to pay for their own credit card fees. As Patty says, steal from them. That'll learn them. So as I mentioned, this is the last Out of Step. It's a bittersweet day for me. As you probably would have read in the blog by now, the reason's really just that it's been a great run. I still love the show. I still love punk rock. But unfortunately, with the way my life is changing these days, I'm not really able to devote the time that I want to do the show that I want week in and week out. And really, that's what it comes down to, is that I'm not happy doing a subpar show. And hopefully you haven't noticed it slipping. I maybe am a little harsh on myself, but I feel like I haven't been putting the love and care that I once did, just because I don't have the time. And if I can't do the show that I want to do, I'd rather go out on a high note before the show sort of deteriorates and becomes a chore, or before you start saying, what the fuck are these guys doing? This stuff sucks. So again, that's why it's happening. Your old buddy Adam will still be going to punk shows, still be listening to punk music. And I don't know about you, Nate, but I'm going to probably do something else podcast-wise or some sort of creative project after this. But anyways, that's the real reason. It's not, mom and daddy still love you. Nate and Adam still love you guys. It's not about you. We're still going to be friends as well, I hope, right, Nate?
I hope so.
We're going to counseling now.
Lawyers will make sure that we're still friends.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
We're going to split up custody. It'll be fine.
Yep. Nate, we'll get the show 1 week. You guys can go hang out with Nate 1 week, and then I'll get you guys on weekends, and then you can go back to Nate after that. You guys can come smoke weed and drink at my house, and then just don't tell Nate. He'll be the strict parent. Anyone with divorced parents, you know what I'm talking about. Or anyone with friends with divorced parents, which is probably everybody. Y'all knew that friend who had the parent who was lax. That's going to be me. Not old stick in the mud Nate.
Yeah, that's going to be me. I want to make sure you guys are raised right.
Anyways, what's the show about again? Oh, right. It's about punk rock. So, Nate, you got another set for us. What's coming up?
That's right. We got something new that I'm pretty excited about. Well, new to me, because this LP, I think, has been out since 2010. Of course, I just picked it up because I'm out of the loop. But there's a band called X-Humans from Brooklyn, which is X-Guys from the Carbonas and Beat Beat Beats. And they kind of play in sort of a Dead Boys, Johnny Thunders, Generation X kind of style. And they just put an LP in 2010, like I said. And we're going to hear a track off of that. I've really been digging this lately. So we're going to hear a song called Islands.
It's here on Out of Step.
Punk Hardcore Garage and More.
Yeah.
beat, beat, beat here on Out of Step. What song was that, Nate?
Don't Tell Me Now. Before that, we heard from the Busy Singles with Kiss and Tell. Also in there, the Carbonas with Didn't Tell You a Lie. And we started that set off with something pretty new from the X-Humans. That was Islands off of their LP.
Very, very cool stuff, as always. Nate has been, I think, the longest running host on this show, aside from me.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a good run. Thanks, Nate, for coming along, both on the radio and on the podcast, even though I've sunk the ship.
I don't think that was a one-person job. But you're welcome. It's my pleasure.
Oh, man. Well, again, like I said, I want to say really, honestly, thanks to you, the listeners. I'm trying not to make this a bummer, but man, I'll be honest, it's a bit emotional. No, but really, the show has meant a lot to me for a long time, and it really has been a hard decision to end it. I'm not, like I said, it's bittersweet in that I'm happy to be trying some new stuff in my life, but I'm going to miss doing this every week and miss hearing from you guys out there listening about requests, about what you like, running into at shows. It's always super crazy when someone recognizes me. I've been recognized a few times by just my voice, which is crazy.
Me too.
Because, yeah, I don't think my voice is all that distinctive, but apparently it is. But thanks, you guys. I want to say really this quick little thanks to all of the listeners first and foremost, because honestly, you guys are the most important part of this show. Without you guys, there's really no reason. And as I revealed on a previous episode, you guys helped me feed my crazy, weird desire to be paid attention to. So thank you guys, but really thank you for supporting the show, telling your friends, for listening, requesting, etc. Of course, to the volunteers who've helped through the show, notably back when we were on the radio, all the people who helped us record bands, but we had some interns who helped review records, who helped do concert calendars, things like that. Of course, Meg, who did the concert calendar for so long, and we want to say also thanks to the people who donated back when we were on the radio. You guys made it really aware that you supported the show. So thanks. I want to say thanks again to all the hosts who we've had over the years. We have Tony and West, who founded the show, Jason, David, Taylor, Colin, and of course, as we just said, Nate, thank you. And of course, the bands who came on the show, who sent us records, who were psyched to hear themselves on the show and let us know that they were happy we played them. Of course, the guest DJs, and of course, finally, our current sponsors and people who have helped us out. I want to say thanks to Evan at Fancy Pants Gangsters for hosting the show, Steve, Twin Cities Punk Hardcore Realtor, Ryan at Extreme Noise and the whole Extreme Noise crew, Matt from Harder Commune Studios, Razor Cake, and of course, Jim, who's letting us use this studio for one last time. Yeah, this sounds like something that should be the last break, but guess what? We got a lot more music. We're going to get into some rock and roll here. We're going to hear one of my all-time favorites. Like I said, this show is a bunch of all-time favorites. We're going to hear the Bronx with Heart Attack American coming up here on Out of Step.
Punk, hardcore, garage, and more.
I'm not
The Devil Dogs here on Out of Step with Baby I'm a King. And that's one of my favorite songs of theirs. We also heard the Riverboat Gamblers with The Art of Getting Fucked Over. Turbo Negro did Self-Destructo Bust. And we started off the set with Heart Attack American. And we've got another set coming right at you. I'll spare a sob story for this break. We won't talk about Time's Gone Past. Days Gone By. Time's gone past. What the fuck am I talking about? Ah, boy. Right. Ah, let's get into it. Nate, what's starting this off?
We got Razzia, which is an old Finnish punk band from like the late 70s, early 80s, and a couple of their albums were recently reissued via Svart Records. So we're going to hear one of the songs off of the album Elämän Syke, and this is the title track.
So wait, who put them on? Who farted?
Who's on second? I don't even know. Enjoy it, folks.
Enjoy this fart. It's Out of Step.
Punk, hardcore, garage, and more.
Elämän sykkeen, tunnet Mamma sticker, har fått allting serverat på en fond. und stark und hat den Mut. Und er wurde ein zweiter Robin Hood. Er beklaut in die Rechten und es in die Arme. Doch die Mächtigen, sie kann den Teil erwarmen. Und er verlor seinen Kopf. Störlebeka, wir vergessen dich nicht. Störlebeka, und wir trinken auf dich. Störlebeka, du hast der Beste von aller Zeit. Seine letzten Becher trank er wohl, als sie wohl die Kuh ihn fand. Und sie brachten ihn nach Hamburg zurück, das Ball stand schon bereit. Klaus und seine 150 Mann, vorüber war ihre Zeit. Störlebeka, wir vergessen dich nicht. Störlebeka, und wir trinken auf dich. Störlebeka, du warst der beste Mann aller Zeiten. Es schaut immer für dich bereit. Und nun singt der Legendäler den Ha!
Oh, man. Oh, Slime. They're so great.
They are so great.
What did we just hear?
Well, that was Slime, as we just said, with the song Störlebeka, which is about a pirate.
Which is apparently censored in Germany, according to another...
Yeah, Die Totenhosen, their first album, Unter falscher Flagge. I have this version of the album, and it's censored, most of it. You can kind of tell that they're pirates, but like the pirate ship is censored. Everything's black.
I think it was pretty similar to the Scorpions record, wasn't it?
Yeah, what was that? Virgin Killer?
Yeah.
Pretty much the same thing.
Pretty much the same thing.
Before Slime, we heard Troublemakers from Sweden with Mama's Flicker. Also in there, Epu Normali with Yeah Yeah. And we started off with Razzia and Eleman Suke.
Well, we're just about crossing the hour mark, but since this is the last Out of Step show, we thought we'd give you a little bit extra. There's no way I can play all the songs I want to get in here, but I actually kind of like it that way because that means maybe someday I'll do this again. Not that you guys maybe care or not, but who knows? Maybe I'm trying to be all wistful and no one gives a shit. But anyways, I like doing the show. I just, like I said, I'm running out of the energy and time that's required to do the show that I want to do. So again, thank you so much for listening. If you stuck with us through this hour, we've got a couple more sets for you. And so we were talking off mic, Nate and I, and we were going to say, I don't know what. We decided to say fuck you to each other. But then we decided not to. But no, actually, we were talking about how Razzia sounded a lot like Kakahata 77. Mm-hmm. And weren't you saying Felix Havoc made that same comparison?
It's true.
I'm glad to know that I thought like Felix Havoc in terms of band comparison. Mm-hmm. That's good to know. That means I'm doing something right. So we're going to play some Kakahata 77 off of their most recent record that if we had made it to the year end, best of 2011, this would have been my number one. But mm-hmm. we didn't. So who knows?
Such is life.
So as of right now, it's the best. But maybe something awesome comes out and just pounds it into the ground.
Well, to me, the Royal Headache LP is the best. But I haven't heard all but one song of the Kakahata 77 LP, so I can't really make that judgment yet.
And now, listeners, you know why me and Nate don't get along. Yep. And why we're ending the show. Because he doesn't like this record as much. Anywho, let's get into it. Kakahata 77 with Voicehadan Rakuastriana here on Out of Step.
Punk, Hardcore, Garage, and more.
Oh,
I still have never seen that band, and I really, really, really want to see them. That was Dean Durg with Can't Tell Me off of Dean Durg Rouse, which I think is their best LP, but let's be totally honest here, folks. If you see some Dean Durg, just buy it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't fuck around. Just grab it. Seriously, they're one of my favorite bands right now. I was just saying, a lot of the bands in this set are some of my favorite bands, like, going right now.
Well, you're wearing a Dean Durg t-shirt right now.
Oh, so I am. Oh, man.
What do you know?
I'm that dude who wears the shirt to the concert. God damn it. Oh, man. Before that, we heard No Hope for the Kids with Kalima, which is a band that the host, Jason Parker, introduced me to right when I was just starting up on Out of Step, when I had very few vinyl records. That was a band that I tracked down their LP and their 7-inch. And I remember that was one of the first records I really, really like hunted down. I remember I actually ended up doing a bunch of emails where I eventually ended up, after like 3 different emails, getting the email of one of the guys in the band. And I just took $10 and stuck it in an envelope and sent it to Denmark. I was like, well,
and a hope and a prayer.
Let's see what happens. Next thing you know, I had a bag of weed. It was great. So we had Idle Hands before that out of Germany with Make It Better. And Kakahata 77, another one of my favorite bands. Actually, Idle Hands too, going on right now off of their new LP on Stupido Records. So we've got a couple more songs left for you in this final show. Again, thanks for sticking around. And really, thank you for listening both to the podcast, to the radio show if you were listening to that, to going to shows or checking us out when we were out DJing around town or whatever, for supporting the bands. It's been a really awesome time doing the show, and I wish I could do it. I just, like I said, I don't want to do the show that I can't do. Or I want to do the show that I want to do, and if I can't do it 100%, I feel like now's the time. So thank you very much again. Let's get into, we got one more set and then one short set, and then that's the end of it. We're going to start off with The Marked Man. We won't talk about it here on Out of Step.
Punk, Hardcore, Garage, and more.
Yeah.
The Exploding Hearts on Out of Step with I'm a Pretender. The Transmitters with Look What You're Doing to Me. VD did TV Police. A song I can't believe I haven't played yet. One of my favorite songs of theirs off of their first LP. And man, I wish those guys were still as awesome as that first LP. Even the second 7-inch was pretty good. But that first LP and first 7-inch just ripped. We had Moto before that with Gonna Get Drunk Tonight. And the Marked Man kicked off the set with We Won't Talk About It. And taking a cue from that song, we'll just get right into the last set. We've got one more set, then we're going to break. And then we'll have one last song after that, if that makes sense. So we're going to play a last couple of songs. I tried to play some of my favorite songs of all time. There's so many more, though. That's good, though. I like sort of feeling the times I have the most fun doing this show is when I feel like I haven't played all the songs I wanted to play. And I'm definitely feeling that today, which is good. So I want to go out on a high note. So we're going to go into this last set here with something from Cleveland Bound Death Sentence. The song is Baltimore. It's here on Out of Step.
Punk, Hardcore, Garage, and more.
Trouble is that I can't take Bart out to where you live. Wow. But I got it all planned, with a halfway hand.
It's out of step. That was Go Lambs Go by the Soviets. Also in that set, we heard the Mr. T Experience. I Just Want to Do It With You. And we heard Cleveland Bound Death Sentence kicking off that set with Baltimore. That's it. That was the last set on Out of Step. Not just for this week, but forever. Nate, you got anything? Any parting words?
I would pretty much just like to echo what you've been saying. Like, I'd like to thank everybody for listening. I know I have a lot of friends who aren't necessarily into punk rock, but I've checked out the show just because they're friends with me, and I appreciate that. So, I mean, hopefully you heard something that you liked and went out and checked out the bands and, you know, went to a show or bought a record or whatever, or maybe just enjoyed this crazy punk rock that you've been hearing on the airwaves and on the interwebs.
The things that people slam dance to.
Exactly. So I guess I'd like to urge everybody to check out the bands that we've been playing and definitely support your local DIY punk scene. Check out the record shows, or record stores. Well, maybe the record shows too, if you're into that. But before I start rambling, I'll turn it back over to you.
Cool. Well, thanks again, Nate. Really appreciate you doing the show with me for so long and putting in the time and really being the longest running host is not a small feat. There's been a lot, and I appreciate the work that all of them have done. But I want to thank you for doing it as long as you did, man.
My pleasure.
Again, thank you for listening. Again, thank you to the bands. I would list them off, but there's seriously so many. It would be stupid too, because I would forget someone and then I'd be a total asshole. Thanks again to our sponsors who helped try to fund the podcast to help it run. Again, thank you guys. I listed y'all off again, but we already did that. But again, maybe we'll see you guys in other endeavors down the road. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It really has meant a lot to me that you've been listening for so long. And it's been almost 8-year run with me at the helm. The show's been going for 10 years plus. And it's meant a lot to me to be doing this every week for you. So thanks again. We're going to end the show with a classic. It's Cox Bar, Where Are They Now? Or no, sorry.
That's a classic too.
That is a classic. Man, even in the last show, I still fuck it up. Ah, it's Out of Step. What else are you going to hear? We're going to hear We're Coming Back. It's on Out of Step.
punk hardcore, garage, and more.
Thanks a lot, everybody. Check you around.